Now, this coming Sunday will mark the first wedding anniversary of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, better known to us all as Wills and Kate. She, Kate, the Duchess, has emerged over the past 12 months from relative obscurity, a figure sometimes to be mocked, remember weighty Katie, but now at least, according to Time magazine, together with her sister Pippa, she's one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Her influence, such as it is, appears to be mainly on women wondering what to wear. If it's good enough for her, well, it's good enough for them. She says little, she smiles nicely, she always looks well turned out. But is she really a role model for modern women to emulate? Charlotte Ashton reports.
A year after 2 billion viewers around the globe tuned in to watch Kate Middleton marry her prince, and Kate fever shows no sign of abating. Last month, hundreds gathered outside Dulwich Picture Gallery in South London when she paid an official visit.
We got there just in time, just as we arrived. The cars came down the road, you know, from down here.
After she'd entered, we moved to a different position to try and get a better view, just across.
Local 14-year-olds Isabella, Alice and Ruby were among the crowds, and they told me why they love the new princess.
She's sort of come from a normal background, and you can really easily relate to her because she wasn't originally a royal. She's just sort of a normal girl.
Her style and her personality, because she's really kind.
She's quite, like, reserved. She's not too in-your-face.
Do you think that's a good quality for a woman to have, to be reserved?
Yeah, I think so, because unlike other celebrities at the moment, she's a lot more classy. She, like, married a prince, and now she's a princess. From since you're a baby, that's what girls are like in Disney movies. Everything's about becoming a princess. So it's so, like, aspirational and iconic, I guess, yeah.
The Duchess of Cambridge's massive fan base makes her a powerful British asset. I'm outside one of her local Rees clothing stores, and they've certainly been a beneficiary of the so-called Kate effect, because when she wore one of their dresses to meet the Obamas, it sold out within hours. One of her other favourites, LK Bennett, have opened 4 new stores in the US since the royal wedding.
The Kate effect is massive to the UK industry. It's boosted our economy even in this climate. She's probably worth billions, I'd say, to our industry right now.
Sinead O'Connell is junior fashion editor for You magazine at the Mail on Sunday.
The Burberry trench she wore to Belfast also sold out within about 24 hours. So, I mean, the effect is massive.
Where do you kind of place her look? Because it's not exactly cutting edge, is it? It's quite conservative.
She's very conservative, but, you know, not to ruffle any feathers, I can understand in her position why she wouldn't want to be cutting edge. I wouldn't say she's a fashion icon, but she's definitely an influencer, and I don't think it's a bad thing if young girls want to copy her.
Buying the odd replicate, yes, that's really what the fashion industry calls it when you copy the Duchess of Cambridge, is certainly good for business. But beyond her clothes, is the Duchess of Cambridge really a good modern role model for the generation of girls growing up surrounded by her image? Not according to feminist writer Natasha Walter, author of The New Feminism and Living Dolls, The Return of Sexism.
My criticism isn't specifically about Kate and how she handles herself so much as the way the media celebrates Kate and praises her for being this silent, perfect doll. It's all about what she wears, what she looks like, and not what she does. And I think you can see a wider trend here. For a long time, girls have been asked to admire women who are just wives and girlfriends rather than women that achieve in their own right. And I think that if a lot of young women are still thinking, my route to happiness is to have a prince come carry me away, I think that is worrying, because it means that women are less likely to believe that we create our own futures, we can take charge of our own lives. We don't have to rely on a man to do that for us.
These are issues that the editorial team at Stylist magazine have been grappling with. Their target audience is young career women. They say their agenda is feminist, so it was with some trepidation that they made Prince William's wife the star of a recent front page. Lisa Smazarski is the editor.
We had a huge debate in the office. She is famous for being a wife. That's quite a challenging prospect for someone we see as a role model. And it's really interesting that a young woman can have such a profound effect on the mood of a generation, I think. So that's what we were fascinated by.
There's no doubt Princess Catherine's image has reinvigorated the royal brand. But only time will tell what sort of role model the Duchess really becomes as she continues to settle into her new position.
Charlotte Ashton reporting. Now tonight's main head.